Now, do you have a good Labor Day? It seemed like it was 100 years ago, but we haven't caught up here in a while, so I want to make sure everything's on the up and up. Do you have a little rest and relaxation?
Well, I tried, but you know how it is with
that's right.
And everything else. There's always something pulling you one direction or the other.
Well, I thought it could be those crazy art fair people on 4th Street. Gee whiz, look out.
They get out of control every year, and you just never know what they're going to paint or throw out there. But, I mean, seriously, that's such a great little gathering that we have every year down there. And if anybody hasn't had a chance to go to that art fair, they really should, because there's so much awesome local artists out there, and you can get some great stuff. We usually buy something for the house every year when we go down there. So
Christmas
we really
presents.
Love going down to see that. Yeah,
birthday
absolutely.
Presents, whatever it may
you
be.
It's getting something unique you're not going to find at the local big box store.
Yeah.
Anywhere at all. Well, good. We're glad you had a good little mini break there, and then we're back at it. We had Parents Weekend this weekend. School's back in session. We've got all kinds of stuff going on, but it sounds like it's been smooth sailing in your world, relatively speaking.
Yeah, been pretty good. I'm pretty happy with the way things have been moving so far. Of course, you know, with students back, it really kicks up our call volume somewhat. And then Ohio State was a real challenge, bringing in all the people for that ball game. That Thursday night game was a lot of fun. And we had quite a bit of work for our guys, but they did a great job bringing the people in and getting the people out safely. And of course, with Parents Weekend, that's usually a big football weekend as well, but they had to cancel that, which, didn't stop the people from coming into town. So we had a pretty active weekend. But again, it's pretty much par for the course for us. So our guys are familiar with this. They know what to do, and they were able to take care of everything pretty safely.
Now, one of the measuring sticks, I guess, for the general public is the week after a big event, they usually come out with the release about how excise did we set any records, did we do this or do that, and to be frank, I don't think we have, which is the good news. Is this a trend that's developing, or maybe just a blip on the radar? Is it good to see a record not broken every big weekend?
Yeah, well, I mean, there are some records that are good not to break, right?
Exactly.
And I think that it's just a matter of us trying to work really closely with all of the local businesses, the bars and those types of things through education. And we work really closely with the excise police and with our fire department as well, and doing occupancy checks and trying to keep an eye on things. And so I think with continuing to work closely with the community and all our partners there, over the years, we try to educate them. And that doesn't mean that we don't have some problems that crop up. And when we do, we try to address those as quickly as possible. But I think we, as a general whole, the city itself does a pretty good job of keeping an eye on things and trying to make sure stuff doesn't get out of hand. We learned that lesson, 26 years ago at the Little 500. And ever since then, we've worked really hard to engage as many people as possible in the community so that we can all work together to make this such a great place to live.
Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning from the Bloomington Police Department. He checks in with us to give us a little lay of the land every now and again about the law enforcement in our town. And one issue that had come up a few months ago, maybe a month ago or so, right before school opened, was there was a new nightclub bar in town that was going to admit underage people but not allow them to drink, and it got some brushback from the mayor's office. It got some brushback from people in the community as well. Has that been a source of extra attention here as the school year has began?
Well, we've definitely kept an eye on it, and I know that the city's been very interested in it. We've had meetings with that company. This is not unusual. They do this in a lot of other places. They have a bar section in which alcohol is served for those that are over the age of 21, and then a larger section or another section of the club is for underage kids who want to come in and party. Yes. And so they dance and music and things like that. So they usually use wristband items, and they control the alcohol that comes in and out. But it's definitely something that's been successful from a business standpoint in other places. But there's also challenges from a law enforcement standpoint, and we've kept an eye on it. We've spoken with them. We've worked closely with excise to make sure they're aware of how that's going to work, and we'll continue to do that.
And people always hear the word excise. Everybody's in the same boat in the law enforcement line, but when excise is quote-unquote in town, well, they're always around. When excise is here, do they let you know they're coming? Do you joint partner with that, or is it just a, hey, we know what you do, we know what we do kind of deal?
All of the above. You know, there's only a couple of excise offices that work out of this area, you know, every night, every day, every weekend. And they generally do their normal course of business, which, again, we're pretty aware of, and they'll call us if they need us. But then we also work with them occasionally on bigger events, particularly during football weekends or opening when school opens up that week and weekend, where they're going to bring in a lot of other officers from across the state to boost their manpower during that weekend and hit more places and, again, try to set a tone. And we work closely with them there. And we've also done some joint exercises or operations with them, in which we've worked very closely with them as they've gone and done business checks and bar checks to make sure of compliance. So it's a little bit of all of that, and it changes depending upon what our needs are, and particularly with what that's coming into the community, what we've been seeing. And when we have a concern with the bar, we start running into problems with an establishment, we can call them and ask them to come, because they enforce laws that we don't enforce, and they enforce things like permits and those kinds of things, which we don't enforce. So it allows us, gives us an opportunity to kind of approach things from different angles.
So I just saw that you had a coffee with the cops, and how did that go?
Well, we were going to have a coffee with the cop.
Oh, wait a minute, you had to. You postponed it. I'm sorry, I missed that. Okay, so
we postponed it. It was September 11th. But our next coffee with the cop is likely going to be the National Coffee with a Cop Day, which is October 4th, and we're going to be up at Harley-Davidson. It's going to be a little later in the morning, about 10 o'clock, I believe. And that'll get posted on our website here probably sometime this week. And that's just an opportunity to not only do our normal coffee with a cop, but also incorporate that with the national coffee with a cop. And that's been such a great program, not only for us, but for police departments across the United States. And this is when we, you know, all kind of get together across the U.S., do it at the same time to really bring more attention to the program.
National events are good. National events are always good.
So recently, We've been really lucky in that we haven't had some of the issues some of the other communities around the country have had. I found it interesting hearing the discussion about St. Louis this morning on the news, because they were saying how during the day when the protests were going on, everything seemed to be fine. And as soon as dark hit, then apparently things got out of hand. I would assume that that's not terribly unusual.
Yeah, that's not uncommon at all. But mostly it's because of the two separate approaches or thought processes that we see in protests. So generally we see a large group of protesters that they have a platform, they have an opinion in which they're trying to present problem which they're protesting against. They generally are fairly well organized. They have speakers, they have plans, and those are generally very peaceful events. Those are the ones that not only are not terribly concerned with, but we encourage those types of protests to take place. It's a great, healthy respect for not only our sort of government and what we do, but, you know, also for our communities. And then there are the other protesters that are out there to cause mayhem.
Civil
disturbance, yeah. They show up, and they can incorporate within these more organized protests, which we see often, in which they have these small groups that break free and cause trouble. But generally, you see when those normal protesters are done or they go home is when they stay and start causing a lot of their problems. And oftentimes, they don't have the same agendas. They don't have they're not even looking at the same topics. And so they're going out and doing a wide variety of damage. And sometimes their sole goal is to do damage.
Yeah, that's what it almost sounded like. So I was, you know, not, I wanted to hear it from your perspective.
Yeah, and we've trained for that. Our people are prepared for that, and we actually kind of expect that. Most police agencies know the two different types of protest, and we get pretty good at picking out which one or where something's going to go, and we have to approach those differently.
Now, like other communities, do you have to have a permit? Do you know about those permits in advance? Obviously, if somebody wants to have a protest or a parade or whatever it has to be, that has to be all be done through proper channels. Yes.
There are. There are certain permitting requirements that are needed to march through streets or block streets. Those go through City Hall. There's a huge permit process in which they go through. Some of the problems that we've had are with groups that have not gotten permits, and other groups do try to get permits. So, again, there's kind of a wide variety of things. Some of these problems are issues, particularly the ones that might cause us some problems. We find out about that like everybody else does through social media or through news or sometimes the events just pop up. And those, of course, are pretty concerning for us because of having staffing and making sure having to deal with those specific issues or problems when they occur.
Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He checks in from the Bloomington Police Department. We know we've been talking about budgets, whether it's been at the county level, the city level, and all of the above, with the public safety tax, et cetera, et cetera. Happy how things have proceeded? Are you going to get some new toys? Are things well? Do you have enough? Are the cupboards full down there on East 3rd Street?
You know, like I said before, we've presented our budget, and we've worked really closely with the mayor's office and the city to put that together. We're looking in the grand scheme of things and how everything's going to fit together, and we think that it's a budget that's going to be able to help us and work really well for stuff, for what we want, and start building up on the future. So, it's where we want to be. It's where we're headed, and it's something that, we're looking forward to, as usual, every year to kind of get the one budget process done and start working on the next one, which unfortunately is kind of the way it works.
So has your Citizens Academy started?
It did. It started 2 weeks ago, and they were presented on the first night with like a history of the Bloomington Police Department, a tour of our facilities, a discussion about the equipment and some of the things that our officers wear. Last week, we had Sergeant Pam Gladys start speaking about some of our outreach programs and neighborhood officer programs, and we'll have another class tomorrow night, and we'll do that now until about Thanksgiving.
So did it fill up?
It did not fill up, and so we did end up with some open spaces this year, and that's something that I'm going to work really hard at on next year is to really push that Citizens Academy. I think it's a great opportunity for people to come out and find out more about what we do and how we do it. And so it's kind of a shame that it didn't fill up, but we're going to work harder next year in getting the word out and getting people aware of it so that we can try to make sure that we get everybody that's interested can get into that program.
I just wondered if maybe you made any outreach at the campus level, because I could see where maybe it would benefit some of our youth over there.
We have a couple of IU students in the class, and we do every year. So it's not that they aren't interested. It's just I think they probably have a lot of things going on.
Sure.
Remembering back to my college days, there was usually a lot of things going on, not only with classes but everything else that kind of kept you away from those every Tuesday night classes. So, but again, we do reach out to the university, and we have had some university participation. We have some this year, so that's always really good for us. We like to see all that those members of the community from all over the place getting involved, because they all have questions and they all have issues and problems, and it's a great opportunity to educate them about what we do, and in some instances gives them an opportunity to talk to us about what their needs are.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So, well, I'm glad it's getting off to a good start.
Yes, it's been a lot of fun. We always have a good time doing that.
And then the National Coffee with a Cop Day is coming up. Is that October 4th? Is that the right day there?
October 4th, yes. And
perfect.
Like I said, we're going to be at Harley-Davidson for that one, so that'll be fun.
Well, even better. We'll talk to you on October 2nd and get all the last-minute details to make sure everybody needs to know what time to go and a good way to sneak out of work to be part of that day. Any other big events? I don't want to miss anything between now and the end of the month. We're good?
Yeah, we're good between now and the end of the month. Also, I believe on October 4th, we're doing the National Coffee with Cop in the morning, but I think our Banneker Blue and You program is going to be that night, and that's where we'll have a lot of our department out at Banneker Community Center, so we'll have some displays and opportunity for the kids to come out and talk to the different officers and see all of the things we've got, and in some instances touch and play with some of that. So we did that last year and had a great time, so we're looking forward to that again this year. But like you said, we'll have a chance to talk about that and get all those last-minute details before then.
Perfect. We'll hear back from you on Monday, October 2nd, to get us ready for that busy Wednesday, October 4th.
Well, that sounds great.
Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department. Always good to catch up and see what's happening. And sometimes when nothing's happening, that's not the worst thing going on. So it seems to be a pretty mellow September moving forward, and we hope that's the case when we visit again down the road.